Welcome to a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking about some of the challenges that we've all been facing lately. And I realized that anxiety was getting the best of me. And so after a good night's sleep and some real soul searching, I came up with an affirmation, which for me gives me something to focus on for the day and something to share with the world. And I had a friend who had read, I want to say, book 2 in my collection, and which is filled with a section that I purposely set up for affirmations, and they were not familiar with affirmations. And after having that interaction, it dawned on me that there were probably other people as well who are not familiar with affirmations. And so my thought when I define affirmations might be a little different, but I'm going to go ahead and share it, and hopefully it will alert you to affirmations if you're not familiar with them, and if you are, you will understand my intention. So basically, an affirmation is just positive energy that you define for yourself in words, or you can take someone else's affirmation and utilize their words in order to pull in positive energy to your mind. They're usually very short, maybe 2 or 3 sentences at a time. And when you repeat them over and over again, it's like you've set them into your mind, your heart, and your spirit. And so by doing that, it makes it an intention, a positive intention for goodness to be in your life, around your life, and to move through you. And I like affirmations, and I share them frequently with our Facebook group, my family, my friends, and I sprinkle them throughout different books in our collection. So this morning's affirmation is merely an affirmation of intention. I like to give them different goals and different names so that they're easier to find and to categorize, because sometimes I just need to focus on certain aspects of my life or certain elements that help me recenter myself, regain my focus and my perception of life. You know, life gets to be interesting a lot of times, and I don't always see everything I need to see, but I find that in most cases, God helps me find what I need. And so today I was unknowingly flipping a picture around, and I looked at the screen, and all of a sudden, I had a different view. And so, you know, as I always say, that nothing happens without a purpose. And so I immediately saw that purpose as an inspiration for me to understand that although I can't see everything at all times, God can. And he reminds me with these little subtle cues that I need to have faith, stand strong, and trust in the fact that I cannot always see, but I can find what I need. So my affirmation for us today is this: each morning I wake to love, peace, joy, and harmony. I manage and protect my space, schedules, relaxation, and life. I choose joy, and I say yes to the mercy and goodness of God each day. Now, those may seem simple to you, and they really are. But the key to an affirmation is its simplicity. It doesn't need to be complex. It just needs to light a fire within you to enjoy life, help life work better for yourself, and to realize what is in your control. So my affirmation is uniquely crafted so that I am telling myself what I have the ability to do, control, accept, manage, choose, and live. I did not say that I control my life, because God controls my life. But I can control how I respond to the life I have. I did not say that I choose God's goodness. What I'm saying is that I choose to embrace the joy, the mercy, and goodness of God. So that's accepting what He gives me. I never want to seem as if I have any instruction or control over what the Creator does through me or for me, because that's not my intention. I hope you take this affirmation and you make it your own, and I hope that you will make setting affirmations a part of your life. Sending you my wishes for a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a peaceful love and calm evening. Live each moment of your life in joy. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.